So we wanted to know a bit more about you. First thing we'd love to know is, what were you actually doing before you joined PAYS? Like, you came here about a month ago, but you were doing something before you came here. So what was that?
Hi, everyone. I think I miss everyone here. I don't know. Yes, my name is Felipe, and I'm from Brazil. And before I come here, I live with my parents and my sister in Brazil. And me and my family serve at my church. And before I come here, I worked at a company in the aviation area in Brazil, doing maintenance in the helicopters of the Brazilian Armed Force. And I was served at my church in the missionary council and was leading the worship youth group at my church. And I participated in the missionary trip last year.
So I don't know if you caught that, but he's a helicopter mechanic. So Daryl's put in, we can get a helicopter in New Commitment Day. So that's for us to drive around. So, and Philippe's going to service it for us. So Daryl's saying yes, cool.
Hi guys, I'm Garrett. I'm from the U.S. So before I came here, I was going to high school. I just graduated last year. And then I went to college after that, and I studied psychology. And I was staying with my family, or my mom and dad. My brother was off at college by then. And then during that time as well, I was interning at a church. And I worked with the year five and six. So I just had a year of fun and experience there. And I just got a passion for working with youth and students. So, yeah.
Sweet. So before, we've got a couple other questions for them. But before, obviously, that was what you were doing just now. But what was kind of your story leading up to that point, and what's kind of like, I guess, your faith journey or testimony, just really quickly?
God always spoke to me about my call and mission, but I only listened to God and said, God, I will one day for mission. But last year, I get a job in Brazil, but I begin felt was missing something in my life, and I pray for God give me the direction in my life. And I went to New Zealand and studied English for mission last year. But God has a new ways for work in my life, and now He brought me here. And I'm so happy to serve here at White Hill Church.
So for me, I grew up in a Christian family, and I've always known what a Christian looks like, sort of, but I just kind of went along with it. So what really got me into wanting to do it for myself and to find my own faith was I worked at a summer camp for three summers in a row, and during that time I really decided to pursue God myself, and I got baptized during that time, and I just, since then, I've been pursuing God on my own, and I'm reaching out and doing things like in ministry and in churches and volunteering, and just doing as much as I can, because I think it's so important to get yourself out there and work. So
as I said, they've been here for about a month serving with us, and they've been doing a fantastic job. It's such an honor and a blessing to be able to work with these guys. I've really enjoyed it, but what have you enjoyed about doing ministry here, or even just about Australia in your month so far?
Yes, I think the culture here is different, but I enjoy the culture here. And during this 1 month, I have learned new ways for spread the kingdom of God here, and I have learned that's it. Sorry.
So for the last month, one thing that I've enjoyed the most, which might surprise you guys, is the heat. So I came from a place where it was usually really, really cold. So coming here to the heat has been real nice. But aside from that, one of the things that I've learned the most is just the importance of pursuing God in my own time, like on my free time, and not just relying on work or coming to church every Sunday. Really pursuing God in my off times and just the times that I have free instead of doing the other things. So it's just been really important for me this last month.
Awesome. We'll give it up to these guys. They're doing a fantastic job. You guys can take a seat. So we kind of did welcome them into our church family like about a month ago, but we just thought we'd give you a bit more info about them. Please go talk to them. They're really great to talk to. But as we're welcoming some people into our church family, tonight we're actually saying goodbye to somebody. Somebody's leaving because they've got a job in Sydney, and that's Matt. So Matt, do you want to come up the front, please? So Matt Baldwin has been here for, he's been here longer than me. Ever since I've been coming to Whitehill, Matt's been here. He's had an awesome impact on Whitehill, in our music ministry, in our youth ministry, in so many areas, on me personally. And tonight is his very last night here at Whitehill, and that's really sad, but we're really excited for him. The whole time we were talking about the interview, I was like praying, I'm like, God, if there's any way that he can stay here and get a job, please make it happen. But God's plan was for him to go to Sydney, and that's, I'm fine with it. No, it's fine. But but really, we are going to miss Matt, but probably just want to hear, like, what is your job, kind of where are you living, are you excited, what is it kind of all going to look like, and when are you moving, all that kind of thing.
So I'll be working for a company called EmployShore. They've been around for about 5 years, but they've grown rapidly. They have 13,000 clients currently. And I'll be working in employment relations, so pretty much getting behind small businesses and doing their HR work, so consulting them and kind of putting them in a direction that pushes them towards benefiting their employees. Where am I living? I'll be living in a suburb called Concord, which is just inner west of Sydney, so it's going to take me about half an hour on the train, which is awesome. And it's in a little townhouse with three other guys that I don't really know at all.
Cool. And I guess, what are you most looking forward to about moving to Sydney, and what are you kind of wanting prayer for as well? And when do you actually move down, and what does that kind of look like?
I'm leaving on Saturday. Liga and I are driving down on Saturday, and we'll just hit it all in one day. But I think the thing that excites me most is, like, I get down there and everything's going to be new. I think for me, like, I really thrive in a new situation. I like just doing everything from scratch. So I think it's going to be really exciting to kind of just do everything from the start again, build up a whole new network of people. But I think the thing I need prayer for the most is just settling in, finding where God wants me to go to church and where he wants me to serve so I can get myself established.
Yeah, awesome. Well, like I said, we're really going to miss Matt. I'm particularly going to miss Matt. I got to work with him really closely last year because of his job. He hasn't been able to help out with youth this year. But I think out of anyone other than, without being known myself, without other than me, Matt has had the second biggest impact on our youth ministry. So I can never overestimate the impact that he's had through his time, through his dedication, through his mentoring of young people and our music team and just everything. So I'm sure that so many of you have had at least one conversation with Matt. You know, he's always so positive and encouraging, and he is challenging as well. And I love that about Matt. He's just been such a great person to have along, and I really am going to miss you. We're going to miss you. Well, I think we'll get on without you. We'll see how we go. But it's sad. I don't know. But yeah, we thought we would pray for him tonight. So maybe if you're in a small group, Lika, Julie, if you want to come with Daryl as well, in a small group maybe. And if you feel that you also, I know you've all been touched by Matt in a certain way, but if you really would like to come and pray for him as well, I encourage you to do that. Awesome. So as we're praying for Matt, if you guys just want to stretch out your hand towards him, that'd be awesome. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for Matt. We thank you so much for his faith in you, for his strength, and just for his trust in you and everything. Lord, we thank you so much for this new opportunity for him in Sydney. Lord, we just really pray that you would go before him, that you would just pave the way, that it would be easy for him, that he's got so much change ahead. He's excited about that, and that's so good, but it's also going to be difficult. So we really pray that you would go before him. And that you would set up a place for him. Lord, for his church, his faith family he's going to find, I pray that you would lead him to that. Lord, for his job, particularly pray that would be a really smooth transition. For his living arrangements too, we pray that would be all awesome and glorifying to you, and that he would come to know you so much more. Lord, we also pray for his the journey that he's had here, and we thank you so much for his investment and his input in so many areas of Whitehill. Lord, Whitehill is what it is today because of so much of what Matt has done. He's dedicated so much of his time and energy and effort to serving you here at Whitehill. Father, we also want to pray for his family, for Julian Roach and for Lika, and we just pray that, I guess it's going to be really hard being so far away, but we pray that you keep that communication really open as they visit and as he comes back up for different things, that we can just continue to continue this friendship and just this family, that their relationship would continue as well and just go stronger and stronger. We pray that Matt would come back, Lord, if it's your will. We want to see him back here in 2 years when he's finished. But Lord, if it's your will to do something else, we know that you have awesome things planned for him and that he's just so keen to follow you in whatever it is that you want him to do. So thank you so much for Matt. We pray for him. We thank you for everything that he's going to do in your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys. And Matt, just stay right there, but everyone else can take a seat if you want. So, Daryl has a bit of something special for you, Matt. I think I'll let him, but I've got something for you as well. It's not money, it's just a card, but there you go.
I've seen Matt grow over this time and really impressed with where you've got to. I found a church in Sydney that he's starting to attend, so at least that'll be there. So we don't want you to forget where you've come from. Not only Whitehill, but Queensland, because there'll be State of Origin in a bit and you'll probably watch that at the church. So we've got you. A State of Origin, Queensland Maroons, polo you can wear, and remember where you're from. So I hope it fits. So wear it proudly, and all the best.
Thank you. So we'll invite Julie to the stage, and she's going to share with us tonight.
Now I have to preach.